Hey, Connor, you know, a blip the other night for you guys, but you don't let it get to two in a row again. Just kind of how important is it for your group to be able to do that and to keep, you know, to minimize the damage when you do drop a game?
Well, it's vital. I mean, I think in a playoff series, you can't lose two in a row. So it'll be able to bounce back. In a series where, you know, they're playing for their life. So, you know, it's desperate hockey. It's playoff hockey. And I thought we did a great job responding.
Yeah, just maybe take us through how you think the game went tonight. It obviously wasn't a perfect game for you guys, but you were able to grind it out and find enough.
Yeah, obviously loved our first period. I thought, you know, we did a lot of good things. We had our legs and you know, kind of got the jump on them. Didn't love our second period. You know, although we have that power play and, you know, if we have a chance, you know, I have a chance there to put the game away and, you know, a couple guys have chances. So, you know, to put them down 3-0 would have been huge, but, you know, we kind of gave them life and you know, I thought they kind of took over the rest of the second period. And obviously the third period, I thought it would be a good job holding the lead.
Drew Matheson, Post Media.
Connor, you played your 400th game tonight. Does it seem like 400 games?
Yes and no. I think, you know, looking back, it feels pretty quick, but, you know, there's been lots of, you know, we've been through lots with this group and, you know, lots of, you know, downs and lots of ups. And, you know, I think, you know, it's been, you know, a pretty wild kind of start to the career. And, you know, you got to get to 400 to get to some of those higher numbers. So, just another step in the road.
And you had the chance there. It looked like with a wide open net, Marks and Stone got his skate on it. Did you get all of that shot? It didn't look like you got all the shot to put it into the empty net.
No, I didn't get anything really. Kind of just fell off the back of the stick there and didn't get much on it. You know, that's something that you know, I got to bear down there. You know, that's one of those chances where you can put them down 3-0 and, you know, really hurt them there.
Derek Van Dees, Post Media.
Connor, is there any extra satisfaction knowing that you probably buried the Flames here and buried their playoff hope because they're such a big rival?
You know, it's, you know, you want to bury the teams that are below you. And I think, you know, we had an opportunity to do that, you know, this series. And, you know, we definitely put them in a bad spot here, so you know they got some ground to make up now, and you know we'll see what happens coming down the stretch. They've been playing well, give them a lot of credit. They've hung in there and they've stuck with it, and you know, put themselves to get back in the race a little bit, and you know, it's nice to get a win here tonight.
And it looks like you guys have found the right formula heading into the playoffs here. It looks like you got some balance on your lines. Your defense is playing well. And you're getting the great goaltending from Mike Smith and even Mikko when he comes in. You like the way you're playing heading towards the playoffs here?
Yeah, I think we're playing some good hockey. I think, you know, there's lots of things to feel good about. You know, we got 7 games left to continue that and to continue to build our game. You know, I think there's, you know, some mistakes that we can take out and, you know, some chances that we're giving up that I think we can take away. So, and we want to continue to build our game as we get closer here.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet.
You know, you guys, you had some good points in the game, but you defended a lot of this game. Like, we've watched this team, when you had to defend that many minutes in a hockey game, Connor, there weren't a lot of games where you only allowed one goal. Is this team learning how to play? You know, when it's not going your way, you're not getting stung. They're not scoring every time they have it. You guys growing that way.
Yeah, I think learning to play when it's not really going your way is a big part of winning. I think, you know, it's not gonna go your way each and every night or each and every period like tonight. I thought, you know, we started great, and then the second period they kind of took over, and you know, I thought we did a great job responding in the third period and just being a solid team. And you know, when we do give up chances, you know, Smitty and Koski have been great back there. So you know, it's definitely part of the learning process.
You had some words for Milan Lucic. In fact, you gave him a little poke in the chops, it looked like. Your thoughts on that whole sequence of plays?
yeah, you know, he tried to finish on me in the neutral zone, and you know, we were both skating back to the bench and just gave him a little bump. He says it was up high. I didn't think it was too high. But obviously Luch is a former teammate and a good friend, and you know, I'm not obviously not trying to stir up the big man. I think you definitely don't want to do that. I don't have a death wish. So he's a big man, and you know, he's had a great season, and I have nothing but good things to say about Luch.
Tim Campbell, NHL.com.
Honor, the talk of you reaching 100 points this season has really picked up around the league. What's your mindset on that after this game, and do you think you can do it?
Personally, I want to continue to play good hockey. Our group wants to continue to play good hockey. We want to go into the playoffs in a good note. Personally, it's a number. Obviously, it'd be kind of different to be able to do it in a shortened season. I'm not going to change anything. I'm just going to keep playing my game. And if I get there, I get there. If not, whatever.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.